Welcome back to Sales is King. This is Dan Sixsmith. Glad to be with you on another episode as we start to wind down, believe it or not, 2023. We start turning our attention to 2024. I can't believe it. The holidays are here. We got through Thanksgiving. Christmas and New Year's are approaching. And, you know, I want to say that I've listened to a lot of podcasts. I've read a lot of articles. There's a lot of uncertainty around what will 2024 be like. And I'm going to say that the majority of the articles, conversations have been somewhat negative. Coming in second has been general uncertainty. But I believe that 2024 really represents a tremendous opportunity for all of us in sales, whether it be B2B, B2C, because, again, we're faced with another cataclysmic change that always opens up opportunities for success, right? We talked about digital marketing and the whole digital age, right? And how, you know, the top sellers started to leverage new tools to move ahead of some of the middlers. And then we moved into the pandemic, right? And then suddenly now, again, there was new technology. Sellers had to focus in a different way, less and less FaceTime, more and more Zoom time. So the sellers that then embraced those type of tools are the ones that have done better and have had a chance to leap ahead. And again, some on the bottom of the pack emerged on the top. Others that were at the top stayed at the top, and some that were at the top fell down to the bottom because they didn't embrace change. You know, Gary Vee talks about, you know, we must be embracing today and working into your day-to-day routine, AI. And that leads me to the next big one. We are now in another big change with AI on the scene, and it represents a massive opportunity for success, to up your sales game, to learn about AI. So here's the thing. No one's going to show up at the door and say, hey, you know, let me teach you about AI. Here's the AI handbook. It's a gigantic, vast term, and you've got to do research, homework, and you've got to learn what is out there. There are dozens and dozens of new applications. I'm using one of them now, and it's called Podcastle, which is a new kind of AI-powered podcasting software, and I'm actually testing out a bunch of them. There's some new video software that easily translates some of your videos into clips and pushes them out on the internet. I'm using a new logo software, AI-based logo software for my new podcast, which we're going to be announcing hopefully later this month, and I'm excited to have all of you join us there. It's going to be a lot different than Sales is King, and I'm excited about it, and there'll be more coming soon. And I have a very exciting co-host who's going to be leading the podcast with me. But, you know, so there's all this technology. I recently interviewed some subject matter experts around AI, and, you know, there's already winners and losers. If you saw some of my LinkedIn posts this week, winners and losers are already starting to emerge in the AI sweepstakes. So you must embrace it. But the great news is that 2024 represents this massive opportunity for us in sales to go out and embrace AI, make it a game changer, right? And leverage it to get to the top. Be the first to use this type of technology and, you know, get to the top with AI. Make 2024 a year of opportunity, a year of success. Let's not be worried. Let's not be negative. You know, even if the economy is in kind of neutral, there's still ways, there's still money out there. You still have to find the ways to get there. And that's what makes or breaks the bestsellers, right? It's easy in you know, good economic times to do well, right? Think about the real estate market and the pandemic and everybody flooding to the suburbs. Even the crappy brokers made a damn fortune, right? That's not selling, right? That's order taking. That's just, you know, this is where, you know, the rubber meets the road. Who knows how to sell in a tough economy? Who knows how to make sure that people invest in you, right? So that's the preamble for this episode. I'm really, really excited about 2024, and you should be also. Send me an email, dan.sixsmith. Feel free to comment or like on our podcast. You're probably listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify are the two big ones we have, but we're out there in many other platforms. Leave us a review, leave us a like, because that gets us a little more notoriety and audience, and we'd love to help more people. So today's episode is really all about a very key thing going into 2024, and that is really getting and maintaining buyers' attention. You know, I wrote an article. This is so amazing. I wrote an article in 2015, okay? 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago. Well, 8 years ago, because it was November, I think, of 2015. But anyway, and it was entitled, Why Should I Care? And it's really all about getting buyers' attention. And that's what I wanted to cover today, because I put together kind of the five S's of success in gaining buyers' attention. And I don't think it's changed really since 2015. But, you know, we talk about value selling and we talk about sales, but, you know, the thing that we've learned, right, there's new research out, only 5% of the buying process today is with a seller. So your prospects are going to do 95% of their deal, right, of their search without you. So, you know, all the more reason, with the, you know, that highlights a couple of things. Number one, we have to be locked and loaded and ready to go when they get to us, which is a whole nother episode. But what it also means is that we have to be connecting with buyers when they're doing the research. We have to have content. And we learned from the Mediafly research that came out recently that content is the 12th man going into 2024, right? So we have to put out content as marketers, as sellers, that, and let's face it, part of the whole sales game today is marketing, right? How do you market yourself on social media? You know, how do you follow up? How do you get prospects interested, right? So, you know, the key thing we need to do, and some of these things that, you know, buyers have been asking about for a long time is, you know, number one, personalizing content. They don't want generic one size fits all. I mean, I've been saying this since we started the podcast in 2017, right? So, and I think we all can still do a better job of personalizing that. The other thing is, you know, that we've learned along the way is it's not one and done. It typically takes what, 9, 10, 11, 12 pieces of content potentially before a prospect is ready to engage. And just because they're not responding doesn't necessarily mean that they're not engaging with your content. And there are plenty of tools today now for you to measure, you know, the focus and the engagement of the content. I mean, think about social media, right? So it's so amazing. You have all these followers, you're putting out content for years and years and years, and then suddenly someone likes something that you've never seen before. showing up and liking something. And then, you know, you engage with them and they say that they've been following and really enjoying your content for years. So, you know, we've got to pump this engine of content frequently and often with many, many different pieces of content in many different formats. Video, articles, blogs, podcasts, short video clips, long form video, right? You know, PDF overviews, just things that constantly add value versus the morass of garbage that's out there today with these prospecting emails that literally are just the worst, right? They're clogging up inboxes, they're sales pitches, they're impersonal, they're random schmoes reaching out and trying to get your attention. And that's the moral of the story. It's more difficult in 2024 than ever before to get someone's attention. But the flip side is we have more tools than ever before. So we need to do the right things to get buyers' attention. And in this article I wrote in 2015, and I haven't seen a study since, but it said 93% of B2B marketers are incorrectly connecting their content to a product or a service. 93% of B2B marketers were incorrectly connecting their content to a product or a service. Translation, a sales pitch. They don't want a sales pitch, guys. They want to learn. They want to be educated. So let's talk about these. Oh, and there was a great quote also from Guy Kawasaki. And I haven't heard from Guy in a while and his content. He's the former Mac evangelist, and he's a great thought leader. But, you know, he talked about, and I love this, show people how you will make history together. Show people how you will make history together. Sell the dream of a better future, not a product. Sell the dream of a better future, not a product. Love that so much. So let's get into these five S's of content marketing, right? And what's going to engage? What's going to get buyers and prospects potentially excited? Number one, and we're going to have a great guest on in a few weeks to talk about this subject, but storytelling, right? We talk about this a lot. People learn from stories. People love to engage with stories. It's just a much easier way to learn than having just reams of data and statistics thrown at you. So storytelling is going to be super important as you go out there and create content. Right? Tell a story, have a hero, talk about a problem that needs to be solved, right? And how it was solved. The brain doesn't pay attention to boring things. And this was according to scientist John Medina, the brain doesn't pay attention to boring things. And guess what? There's a lot of boring nonsense out there on the internet, right? So put together something that is super creative, that tells a story, that shows emotion, right? People love emotion. People love genuine, authentic content where you put yourself out there or you tell a story. I heard a great comment by Jen Gottlieb, who I'm starting to follow, who's a great online personality. And she said, you know, talk about the elephant in the room. You know, address it. And I love it. Go for it, right? Don't be afraid. Tell a story, you know, elicit emotions, be genuine and authentic. And that needs to come through in your content. Number two is the second S, which is substance, right? And it's like what I said in the article is explain the why before the how. And I really like this. I don't even remember writing this, you know. But explain the why before the how, right? Why should they care? you know, what's important about this? Why is this important, right? So for example, you know, we talk about, you know, well, why should we send personalized content? Why is value selling important? Well, the why is that the buyer surveys, right? All of the research say that buyers want personalized experiences, that they often disengage with from sellers, 58% do, because there's no value, right? So that's why it's important. So start with the why. Start with the problem, right? Customers don't buy products or services. They buy into your approach. They buy into your thought process, right? They buy stories and they buy momentum and they buy excitement. That's what they buy. Okay. And guess what? The great news is we in sales control all those levers, right? The stories, the excitement, the momentum, the substance, the why. These are all the things that we control that are going to move the needle for you going forward. Next, number three, S is speed, right? Get to the damn point, right? In your calls, you know, get to the point. In your messaging, in your marketing content, get to the point. It's short attention span theater, and it's getting shorter because, and I've been putting a lot more of these little short clips out, you know, and as much as someone might want to sit and watch my hour-long conversation with, you know, ABC influencer, they might just want to see the one-minute clip and a series of clips that really just encapsulate what we talked about. So, again, everything is moving quickly, and you've got to get to the point with something catchy and interesting. And in the article, you know, I referenced the Steve Jobs, you know, launch of the iPod, right? And the great line, your entire music library fits in your pocket. I mean, think about that. That's like a mic drop. Your entire music library fits in your pocket. Think about this in whenever the heck that was and how revolutionary that was. That's all you need to say to get my attention, man. I'm bought in now. Tell me more, right? So think about that. But speed and getting to the point, right? And keeping pace with what's going on today is going to be critical, right? Because things that are relevant today and this month could definitely be, you know, way down the totem pole 3 or 4 months from now. Things are moving very quickly, faster than ever before with AI. And last but not least, in terms of the S's, is science. Leverage data, right? It's important. You know, create this content across all different customer touch points. Where are buyers engaging today? Right? So that's one piece of data we want to understand. How do they find you? What do they like to consume? Do they go on YouTube, right? Are your buyers on YouTube? Are they Gen Xers? Are they millennials? Are they boomers? You know, do they like email? Do they prefer text? Do they prefer long form video, right? Do they drive a lot and like podcasts, or do they listen to podcasts when they walk their dog? You know, right? So there's all of the science around what flavor of content should you offer, right? Look at the data. That's the great thing about where we are today and the great thing about AI. The data will show you what customers want, what buyers want, how they want to learn, right? And what we all need to do is take the data, understand it, evaluate it, and then leverage it to our advantage. And again, you know, in the article, I talk about taking a longer term view of content as well, right? What's going to be coming down the pike? Do we want to take some chances on stuff? For sure, Do we want to do something creative and out of the box? Yeah. You know, we did an article on, you know, that water company that I'm spacing right now. And, you know, I got to check this out. Hold on a minute. I can't believe I can't remember the water company that we... Liquid Death. How could I forget? Liquid Death. Go check them out in terms of creativity. First of all, the name itself is Grab Me, right? I think if you read the blog, and by the way, go on to LinkedIn, Dan Sixsmith, and subscribe to my blog called Value Stories if you're more of a reader, right? Because weekly, just about weekly, we publish a new article on this same topic of B2B selling, value selling, all this good stuff. Value Stories on LinkedIn. Liquid Death is crazy, right? What the hell is the first time I was looking for water? I was in a part of the world where they did not have plastic bottles. And the person behind the counter said, here's our water collection. And I saw this thing called Liquid Death. And I was like, what? And it was in a can. And guess what? I'm going to tell you the truth. It's probably one of the best waters I've ever had. The taste is crisp and phenomenal. I don't know where they get it, what spring it comes from. But if you look at their marketing, and they've grown like a weed, you know, they're taking chances. They're focused on Gen Z and the TikTok crowd, and they're killing it, right? So, but this is what I'm saying. You've got to go out there and cater to your audience, right? And you've got to take those five S's like we talked about and really leverage this as you go forward today, right? And again, another quote from Steve Jobs that I put in the article, you've got to start with the customer experience and work back to the technology, not the other way around. There's so many of us, you know, I talk a lot about the B2B tech space because that's what I'm in, but, you know, there's still so many of us that are hung up on the technology, the demo, the, you know, how it works. You know, that's great, but why do we care? Why should I care about this? What's the value proposition? What's the premise? What is this going to do for me? Tell me a story. Give me a proof point. Tell me what happens if I don't buy this. Who cares? Right? Why now? So there's so many challenges facing us in 2024, but I'm so excited about the possibilities for all of us. Because again, think about this as a clean sheet of paper, right? Think about this as your opportunity to springboard to the top. You know, and I use this example in one of my articles, but you know, in the pandemic, before the pandemic, Best Buy was languishing. Right? They were struggling. They had closed a lot of stores. They started to shrink the size of their stores, you know, in an effort to stay relevant. But guess what happened? The pandemic happened. And guess what happened? The CEO and the leadership of Best Buy rose to the occasion, and they actually led the way in curbside pickup. I don't want to say they created it, but they put together such a wonderful customer experience around curbside pickup that it reinvented them. And I want to check and see some of the sales numbers. I don't have the sales numbers in front of me, but we'll look for it. But it reinvented them. And similarly, companies today that embrace AI are going to be reinvented, right? I'm not saying Blockbuster's coming back, but... You may see some companies that have long been kind of off the radar suddenly back at the top. So similarly with us in sales, we in sales, if we're doing well, we need to embrace this technology to make sure we stay at the top. But if you're not doing well for whatever reason, or if you're struggling, embrace this AI, study, read, look for articles, sign up for newsletters, buy a few apps, get on there, right? If your company's not going to buy it or support it, buy it for yourself. I've already spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on different applications. And some of them I've discontinued because they weren't the right thing, but a bunch of them I'm still using. So listen, folks, this is all good stuff. I'm super excited. I want you all to have a great 2024. I want you all to finish up strong. You know, for many of you, it's the last month of the year, your fiscal year. Go in and crush, get those deals across the line, right? Have confidence, tell stories, right? Get that momentum going, make people want to buy you and your solution, right? So it's all good. We'll talk soon. Peace.